T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And a great catch again by a fan.
It's a really fine fielding fandom.
A lot of alliteration from anxious anchors pursuing powerful posts. Thank you to our guests today, Craig Calcaterra, Sarah Langs, and the kid that made that catch, 11-year-old Landon Verbeck. He was delightful.
He really was.
Yeah, he really was.
He wanted to tell you the story. I enjoy that. I set it all up. I'm gonna catch this ball. And
told his grandmother right before it happened.
Like, if this happens, you duck down and get out of the way. And
I got you.
And I got you. I'll lean over and make the catch. And then the next pitch, it happened. Transition brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Hello, Lawrence Holmes. Why are you limping?
There was a softball injury last night.
This team is gonna kill you.
Yeah. I got the White Sox thing. Hustling, trying to beat out a play at first, and I'm like, oh boy, that did not feel good at all.
Well, you felt a grab on you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of that, we haven't told everybody, but I think they know already, Luis Robert rehab assignment. How do you like that?
I love it. It's giving me hope. So I'm putting myself on IL for 2 weeks, and then we'll see. Then there'll be a reevaluation and
rehab stint.
Then they'll send me to, like, Abbott Park.
Then you'll send out a press release saying you underwent a successful surgery that none of us knew about.
Exactly. And then I'm out for the season.
Cool.
But we'll see what happens at Abbott or Oakdale Park or Robichaud Park. I'll go there first, and then maybe I'll make it to Mozart back with the team. But we did win. I think we've won 4 in a row now. Things are coming together, which is great. It was a lot of fun last night, too. Like, I finally convinced Shane. Like, I keep telling Shane, like, my whole thing with him is he's so in his head when he's at the plate, as in with the rest of his life. And I keep telling him, hit the ball to the moon. Like, I think that he's not allowing himself to just let her rip, that he has to kind of play station to station, and he's, like, one of the stronger guys on the team. Hit the ball to the moon.
And this is 16-inch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's a big, thick guy. Like, that's what that game is for.
Yes.
16-inch softball is for big, thick Chicago immigrants to hit things with a giant tree trunk. Like, just a big, big people who work real jobs to hit things with heavy bats.
Real job, Shane?
Well, he doesn't have a real job. But back in the day, the way it was, these were like your league of radio people. None of us have real jobs. You're back at a yards workers. This was your stockyards workers and your factory workers, and these were real he-men that played this game. And so Shane has just got to, you know, think that. Like, he just walked off a shift in the paint factory.
Yeah,
and he picks up one of these tree trunks and swings.
I want him to think less. That's all. And then he came through last night. We had a situation where the game got broken open by one Shane Reardon. So it was a big deal because I felt bad because I'm like, I'm the four hitter on the team and my legs don't work anymore. So I went over and coached third base, and I got, you know, who's really good? Cody Westerlund's really good player.
Good athlete.
Good player.
Cody's just good at everything he does.
It seems that way.
Ask him about his prize pig.
He has a pig?
He had in high school, 4-H club downstate, Cody Westerlund.
And the pig one, too, because that's what Cody does.
He raised himself a prize pig.
Doesn't surprise me at all. At least it wasn't like the episode of The Fresh Prince where shoot your hopes and dreams happened and then it went offline.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
If you raise a prize pig, do you then eat the pig?
Joanna Cespedes bought it.
I mean, yeah, Cespedes Barbecues. Also a great follow on Twitter.
So much Mets baseball on the show today. I don't know if we can handle all that. That's too much Mets.
It was insane. Yeah, it was ridiculous last night.
And the cool thing about the Mets is they won't stop being weird. Even if they're the baseball gods are trying to hand them a division.
They really are.
Just absolutely everything that has happened is basically saying, here, Mets, everybody's going to fall down.
Here's Acuña. He's hurt. This guy's in jail.
That guy's in jail.
Yes, and of course on my home run derby team.
He's the backup.
But still, it's the worst thing of all time. We do not speak of it. But even the Mets are going to try to find a way to Mets this.
They tried last night. They tried desperately a couple of times last night. And James McCann, old friend alert, came through. And then they gave it back. And then it was just all over the place. Like, watching the White Sox last night, I was driving back as Sheets was up, and I mean, I know it's the other station. Lynn's call was amazing. It was amazing. And then I got home, and I was like, DVR time! And then my guy Benetti with an amazing call. I drove by the ballpark as the fireworks went off.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's very, very cool. Like, I'm on the Ryan, like, and I was trying to decide. It was... because they've got that weird thing now with the Ryan where you can kind of get out this like little offshoot ramp to get to it. So I'm like, do I stay on the Ryan or do I take LSD back home?
Yes.
And I stayed on the Ryan, and like as he hit the ball, I'm like, going crazy in the car. And then you see all the fireworks going off. It was really magical. Very magical moment.
Speaking of reconfigured roads, if you haven't been to O'Hare recently on the Kennedy, you have to be prepared to divert right way sooner
than usual.
Than usual.
To 190?
Yes, but the turn off to 190 catches you. It's not what it used to be. It's not all the way past Cumberland. It's well before it now. So when you see that sign that says 190 to O'Hare at a quarter mile, and you're like, oh, that seems like probably a long quarter mile. No. Thankfully, when I was taking my wife to the airport, she reminded me. She's like, just you got to follow the signs here because it changed. It's very, very easy to miss the turnoff to O'Hare.
That's why I don't mess with O'Hare.
You think you can just live flying out of Midway every day?
I mean, my whole adult life for the most part. I think I've taken one flight in the last decade, two flights in the last decade out of O'Hare.
That's pricey.
Yeah, but boy, Midway used to be such a, like, that. I mean, I go
you
back
to roll up.
It was an airstrip.
You could just roll up.
Yep. You could just park your car. Like, you had to walk to the plane and, like, bring your own ladder to get on the plane.
Dude, I think that was like 2 years ago when the only thing open was a Potbelly. No, like,
I had never been to Midway ever in my life until I made Shepherd Junior High School trip to Washington. And I'm like, there's another airport in Chicago? And I'm like, this isn't really an airport. Like, this is weird. This is kind of creepy.
You know what had that vibe of Midway? The airport in Milwaukee still has a little bit of that vibe where you can just roll up, park your car, and
When you've done minor league sports and you have flown into Yakima, Washington, and flown into the Quad Cities, and flown into Albany, Georgia, I've seen it all. I have seen... Yeah, I mean, Greenville, Spartanburg, South Carolina, and some of these airports where there's like a guy in a hut.
I mean,
that's with the radio. I flew into Fort Hood once, and we landed on one wheel. I think that's the training run for pilots or something.
I mean,
that was interesting.
You're okay? Like,
turned out fine.
Ever tell the story about the Bahamas when we were at Abaco?
We don't have time because David Ross is about to call.
Remind me to tell you that story. All right. I don't see the plane, man.
We will talk about that, and I will tell you about the DePaul flight that we took to the Virgin Islands in the dark.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have that discussion. You two have a wonderful day. That is Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. Together, they are Bernstein and Rahimi. You can listen to them Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon. And from what I've heard, you already know that, and you are listening.
Oh, come on.
It's the truth.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.